According to a recent survey by financial services firm Edward Jones, 77% of Americans believe that estate and legacy strategies are important for everyone, not just wealthy individuals. Yet only 24% of us are taking the most basic steps of designating beneficiaries for all of our accounts.
Our next guest is a financial advisor with Edward Jones for over 14 years and helps us look further into what we are missing, and it's Jenna Short. Jenna, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So looking at the survey, what is the disconnect with that survey? We know we need to designate beneficiaries, yet we don't do it. Why is that?
You know, the stats are really eye-opening, and they do show a huge disconnect. When you look at what we're feeling as Americans versus what we're actually doing, there's something that's preventing us from actually following through with the way that we're feeling.
But if I'm listening, I'm in the audience, I'm driving to work, I hear the phrase estate planning, and I start sticking my pinky up and drinking my tea. Like, I think that's for multi-millionaires. You're saying that's not true?
No. No, the survey that Edward Jones did in July that you alluded to, where 77% of Americans said that we should have some sort of strategy in place, that was regardless of age, that was regardless of income, that was regardless of net worth. There's really no benefit to waiting. Without a sound estate strategy, your assets could be subject to very time-consuming, very expensive, and I think what most consumers don't actually realize is a very public probate process. And during probate, your relatives and your creditors can gain access to your records and even challenge your will.
Wow. My estate planner always uses the language, when you meet your demise. It's his way of saying and it always makes me laugh. But his point was, and something I've learned, is making sure you have those plans and designating beneficiaries. And that's something I think when people talk about their death, they probably don't want to talk about it. When you are designating a beneficiary, is it as simple as maybe doing it through my employer-based plan if I have obviously a 401k or other assets? As simple as doing that, or do I need to do more?
So the designated beneficiaries is the first place to start. An interesting statistic is more than half, or 62% of Americans, haven't designated beneficiaries on any of their accounts. Mm. And for me, that's a little nerve-wracking because it's simple and it's free.
Can you do a list of beneficiaries? Like, my husband's my main beneficiary. My son would be the beneficiary after that. But we all travel together all the time. So what happens in that case when, I mean, all three of you meet your demise?
So different companies do it different ways. If you're looking for more sophisticated estate planning, I would absolutely recommend that you speak with a local attorney as well as a financial advisor like myself. In addition to designating beneficiaries, there are some other things that you should consider. First, I would say meet with your financial advisor and have a really good conversation about what you're trying to accomplish as a family. When we look at the numbers again, 64% of people that have a financial advisor have never had that conversation with their advisor. And that's really your first step, because there are many different ways that you can put legacy strategies in place. Once you have a strategy in place, review and update it on an annual basis. When we looked at beneficiaries in the survey, we found that 39% of them really wanted the people that they're receiving wealth from to make sure that their debts paid off. And they wanted to make sure that they had a strategy in place, and they really wanted it to be communicated to as far as what the strategy is and where the assets are, especially in an online world. A properly planned estate strategy puts you in control of what happens and what matters to you the most. And that could be anything from minor children to dependents to your assets, and quite frankly, to your own healthcare decisions during a time where you may not be able to make them for yourself.
Is this different than just sort of allocating and designating inside your will what you want the future to look like after you're gone?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. An estate strategy can encompass anything from wills and trusts and powers of attorney, whether they're durable, financial, medical, to life insurance, to catastrophe insurance, to how you have your beneficiaries designated. And each family is different, and that's why it's important to talk to your financial advisor and your local attorney to make sure that you're putting an appropriate strategy in place.
Beneficiaries don't have to be family, do they?
No.
It can be anybody they want.
Yes.
On that same note, what if your family circumstances change? Like, if you get a divorce and you forget to change it, it's going to go to the person that's still designated as the beneficiary, right? Regardless of the life change?
Mm-hmm. So Edward Jones recommends talking with your financial advisor at least on an annual basis regarding your strategy, because life does change. And so if you're having those types of conversations, you can change your strategies as you need to.
Do you have any anecdotes of things that have gone really wrong in this regard when people just don't designate a beneficiary? I guess by the time they come to you, it's a good thing.
I can tell you a story of why it's important to have those conversations, though. I have a client that came in a couple of years ago, and She was single, but she's got two kids, and she was looking at retirement strategies. And through the conversation, I said, you know, we really haven't talked about your legacy. We need to talk about that. And she was in her 40s, and she really didn't want to talk about it. Wasn't interested, not concerned. But I pushed a little bit, and I put my foot down. And 6 months later, when she came in for her semi-annual review, she actually came in to say goodbye. She had, from the time of our first conversation to our second conversation, got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
And she was one of those people where she had bright lipstick and big, beautiful personality. And a couple weeks after that, she was gone. And thankfully, we had had that conversation because now her family's okay. And I'll tell you from my experience, it's one of the best things I've ever done in my career.
That is a scary situation. So putting what we're talking about into practical use, what is the most simple thing or first step folks can do after hearing this or whenever to at least get on the right path of getting the right beneficiaries and getting something in place that protects them and obviously the people in their family?
Step one, have a conversation with your family about what the family would like to accomplish. Step two, make sure you've got designated beneficiaries on all of your accounts. Step three, meet with your financial advisor, communicate what you talked about with your family, make sure that everything's in line with what you're trying to accomplish. Step three, put a plan in place or a strategy in place to make sure that you're reviewing that on an annual basis. And lastly, and I think this is the thing that consumers miss, and I think it's the most important thing, is make sure you're communicating your strategy to your family. When we surveyed people that are leaving wealth to their heirs, what we found was most of them thought, well, our heirs are going to know how to handle an estate should something happen to me. Yet when we surveyed those same heirs, 49% or less than half of them said, we have no idea what to do if we were to inherit wealth.
Then it becomes a burden for them. This is probably the time of year. This is a good time to sit down with your family and talk about it. Jenna, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your advice.
Thank you. And if you'd like more information, talk to your financial advisor or go to edwardjones.com/legacy.